Christian Science Committee on Institutional Work in California selected chaplain and corresponding chaplain fruitage reports from June through August 2021. Chaplain: I could only make one chaplain visit to the prison because either the highway was closed due to the Sierra fires breaching the highway, or because of a compound quarantine due to a COVID outbreak. That one visit was a God-delivered spiritual adventure. The highway was open for travel, but as I approached the township 15 miles south of the prison, there was thick smoke and some cinder-like flames on either side of the highway. Should I not be here? I listened for guidance. I kept going forward. Arriving at the prison, I noticed the prison parking lot was only half full. Security checkpoints were surprised that I had come. The warden had allowed staff to stay home with their families and protect their property. There was only a skeleton crew of staff, and the men were all in their cells. The institution had an eerie, ghost-like feeling to it, even tumbleweeds skipping by and swirling desert dust. Yet my intuition said, God's got my back. I even felt spiritually exhilarated, like I was called to some biblical scene. The chapel was dark and empty. I turned on a light, found a chair and table, and did a Christian Science prayer treatment for direction. Cell visits. Stepping out to the yard, I got the attention of the tower guard, and we had a friendly conversation I think he appreciated. I sensed he felt alone and left out. I asked him if I could make some cell visits, and he answered like the man at the Gate of Oz, "Sure, chaplain, come on in. I know the men will be happy to see you." Off I went and found my way to several cells of men I'd worked with at the chapel. The thing about making cell visits is it proves to the men that you really care, and in these conditions, even more so. They were surprised, delighted, and very receptive. There is, too, a personalized intimacy to cell visits where the individual is cherished. They receive so little of that. And often, once we get going with the prayers, the Lord's Prayer with its spiritual interpretation, a psalm or hymn read, etc., the cellmate wants to be part of it. I might call it the sweet spot, or the still waters. There is in the midst of great fires and pandemic viruses and severe cut-off isolation, a sense that Christ is present. Or as my report title says, "Stranger, thou art the guest of God." At each cell visit, after handing out Bible lessons, sentinels, and monitors, we ended by reciting, with the cellmate, the sixth tenet. In many unique ways, I consider this to be one of my best chaplain visits. Corresponding chaplain: I continue to support 5 different incarcerated men at 4 different maximum security prisons as a corresponding chaplain, offering almost weekly metaphysical letters in the form of Sunday school lessons, weekly Bible lessons, various sentinels and monitors, and selected sentinel articles. 2 men have been actively corresponding with deep gratitude for the spiritual support and the materials. 1 man sent in a testimony to the California State Institutional Committee describing his wretched state in prison, that he was a social outcast and worthless criminal, sick with COVID and suffering from cancer. He stated that after being supported by the Christian Science chaplain, he has overcome these trials, feels surrounded by divine truth, and is growing in his understanding of the nothingness of sin, disease, and death. He expresses deep gratitude for Christian Science, for the caring support of the chaplain, and the hope of receiving support from Embraced fully once he is discharged. He has given his permission for this following testimony to be edited, printed, and published as needed. Here are excerpts from his recent letter. Thank you for the blessings and gifts that come with your July letter. It is always a joy to read your letters, so filled with faith, inspiration, and hope. One of the blessed imperfections of this prison life is that there is always the temptation to forget that I have a choice to see myself, circumstances, and all others as our dear Mother, Father, God's perfect creation. This brings me to the question in one of your letters. What is my new song, and what would it feel like, sound like? Well, that's not a fair question, because my song would not be so unlike your song. For receptivity to God's blessings of love, forgiveness, health, freedom, etc. I mean, why would I want my new song to be any different when our song should be in unity with the Divine Spirit? For this reason, I am sure you will be filled with joy to hear my song. My new song would feel like newfound freedom and unity with the divine mind and spirit in sharing endless love. It will sound like the harmony of the whole world, making a joyful shout to all the lands. And my new song would look like me and you and all of us standing arm in arm fearlessly for divine love throughout the universe, always and in all ways. I want to thank you for your continued prayers as I continue to fight not to let the old man in ever again. The new man feels profoundly hopeful and inspired by your spiritual support. Chaplain, I appreciate the enthusiasm the incarcerated men have for spiritual food. One man asked, "How can I come to know what I need to let go of, Chaplain?" I shared with him that Mrs. Eddy writes on page 454 of Science and Health, "Wait patiently for divine love to move upon the waters of mortal mind and form the perfect concept." I also directed him to the court scene on page 430, "The Case for Mortal Mind versus Personal Sense," which is very instructive. And from No One Yes, page 10, where Mrs. Eddy writes, "The two largest words in the vocabulary of thought are Christian and science. The former is the highest style of man. The latter reveals and interprets God and man. It aggregates, amplifies, unfolds, and expresses the all God." The men write me asking deep questions as they, along with the rest of us, strive for a clearer sense of God good. Corresponding chaplain. The incarcerated man I correspond with was the cellmate of a previous man I corresponded with who has been released. He is in a state of mortal distress associated with a physical disease, of which the prison's medical services have said there's nothing more we can do. He has reached out from his lone cell and asked for Christian Science prayer treatment. This is the nature of my correspondence with him. He is new to Christian Science, but very receptive to the healing word. We are working with the Bible lessons and other inspired extracts from the archives of the Christian Science Publishing Society, as well as simple words of divine reassurance of his sonship with his Father, Mother, God, who sees him as intact, blameless, untouched. He is most grateful, as am I. The light does glance through the cell window. He has spoken of our correspondence as his one lone light. Chaplain, it is with great joy that I report that I have been able to resume Christian Science church services for the past 2 weeks. All men on the list in both A and C Yard chapels were present yesterday. I was told only one other volunteer has been seen in the chapel this year, and there are no education classes in session yet. Folks were surprised to see me there, but things are getting up and running with the staff chaplains and the chapel clerks. You can imagine that our men were very happy to have things slowly gearing up. They have had no family visitors at all for the past year and a half in this maximum security prison, yet they were in good spirits. One man last week arrived so excited, he said he was working in the kitchen when he was called out for the church service. The custody officer on duty asked him, "What's Christian Science? Is it Scientology?" He said he told her, "No, it is a Christian religion and based on healing." The following week, he was going to give her the pamphlet, "What is Christian Science?" along with a Christian Science Sentinel magazine. This man told me when he first started coming to our service about 3 years ago that it was the healing aspect of Christian Science that appealed to him. We expect one man in A yard to be released in a few weeks. Another is hoping to be paroled in early 2022. There is much to think about and discuss with these issues. How to pray to know that God has a plan, to hear the plan when we pray, and tuning out distractions and noise to enter into the closet as Jesus directs. A new man in C yard was very happy to be there. He has been wanting to come based on the encouragement of one of our regular attendees. The men are still having all meals in their cells, and there is no one out in the yards. Some have had a cell to themselves, and we're very happy to report that. We all agreed that it was a very interesting time to be able to study and read every day. We have agreed to make a study of the Sermon on the Mount and to discuss it at our next meeting. I cannot express just how grateful they are to have their church services back in place. I feel very blessed to be ministering to these men. And man does stand as God's own child, the image of his love. Let gladness ring from every tongue, and heaven and earth approve. Hymn 5, Christian Science Hymnal. Corresponding Chaplain. I have been corresponding with an incarcerated man for many years now, as he has gone from one prison to another because of a beating he took and an operation because of it. He has been moved from one prison cell to another in each prison. His main challenges have been depression and anger. I have worked with him on both and have seen improvement. He loves music and playing his guitar. I sent him a copy of our hymnal with the cover removed, for which he expressed much gratitude. The incarcerated can make weapons out of cardboard. He has recently moved to another building so he can take music classes. In a previous letter, he said that his guitar broke and God fixed it, but didn't state how. It seems he wrote to the guitar manufacturer and they sent him the parts without charge. Chaplain, so very good to be back with my brothers at prison after an absence of some 16 months. Chaplaincy work really is a calling, and when you are where you are called to be, you are nearest to God. There is a peculiar joy in it, a stranger as the guest of God feeling. Amidst our current state of uncertainties, political and racial divisions, there am I at the chapel table with a handful of men of mixed races, all discussing the oneness of an all-loving, inseparable presence, God, as if it were the most natural thing to do, and not one element of divisiveness between us. Corresponding Chaplain. One fellow stated that he is happy that he has gained a greater sense of peace as he stays on the spiritual path, and he is delighted to have found a true friend in God and in Jesus Christ, one who always believes in God Almighty. This makes him smile. One man likes to share how music inspires him to love God more. Another fellow describes how these letters and the materials sent him give him deep comfort and a feeling of support. He indicates that his physical health has improved from the inspiration in the Bible lessons. Chaplain, although our county jail has long ago reopened our one-on-one chaplain visits, I have continued to send a letter with the Bible lesson, Bible lens, appropriate articles from the Christian Science Sentinel and Christian Science Journal, along with an issue of the Sentinel or the Christian Science Monitor each week, to each of the men to whom I am assigned. Although visiting has had its challenges, sometimes due to my own schedule as well as the jail's, there have been a number of healings experienced and acknowledged, including three men whose conditions of parole were based on their acceptance and placement in a residential treatment home. Each of them had been told that the likelihood of their placement in their requested programs was next to nothing. I gave each of them this Bible passage. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2. I asked each of them to furnish their mansion with godlike thoughts and keep a list that we could discuss. I told them that way they would have a fully furnished room to go to when their mansion was revealed to them. One of the men was resistant at first, asking me what difference it would make if the authorities had already told him it wasn't going to happen. I reminded him that God is mind, and therefore the only decision maker. We could depend on that mind to direct all in the right path. He soon started his list and shared some of his decorations with me, as did the other two. One by one, they left the jail. Although I was never told where they went, I am presuming each found his way into the right program house. I will continue to acknowledge and express gratitude for the completeness of their journey, pray for their safety, and know that they will have all the resources they need to live a productive life as the child of God. Another man expressed his gratitude to God with a big amen, sister, to me when he acknowledged his healing of fear and anxiety about being in the jail. He told me that he recognized some rival gang members and was afraid for his safety. My assignment to him was to take everyone, including the deputies, into the kingdom of heaven with him. We acknowledge that we are all the sons and daughters of one infinite God, good. That God is the only creator and father, mother of us all. He didn't create sibling rivalry, so there can't be any rival gangs of God's making. And if he didn't make it, it doesn't exist. I am so grateful that this man could acknowledge God's allness and let go of his fear. Several men have reported that they have either shared the packets of Christian Science literature I send them each week, including their Bible and Science and Health, or given them away to others in their pod. Last Sunday when I visited, a man beamed with gratitude for what Christian Science is doing for his life. Corresponding chaplain. One incarcerated man expressed overflowing gratitude for the Christian Science literature shared in his housing tank and for Mary Baker Eddy's message of God's Word. He said that he has filled the pages of the material he has been sent with side notes on the immortal truth that is energizing his heart, body, and soul. He described himself as falling asleep and then waking up in the vortex of truth. This is the end of this report.